Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, delivering shows from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. In this hour, drama. Later on, we hear an audition with Humphrey Bogart in his own program, but right now it's the Academy Award Theater, adapting the 1943 motion picture The Watch on the Rhine. It won an Oscar for leading man Paul Lucas for Best Actor. He was joined by Bette Davis on the silver screen, and that part is taken over by Lorene Tuttle, with Paul Lucas reprising his role from August 7, 1946 on CBS.
The House of Squibb presents Academy Awards. Every week, Squibb brings you Hollywood's finest. The great picture plays, the great actors and actresses. Techniques and skills chosen from the honor roll of those who have won or been nominated for the famous Golden Oscar of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. And now, E.R. Squibb and Sons, manufacturing chemist to the medical profession since 1858, bring you the distinguished actor, Mr. Paul Lucas, who won the 1943 Academy Award as Best Actor of the Year. Tonight, Mr. Lucas will star in the thrilling drama Watch on the Rhine, the picture which was nominated as Best Screenplay and Best Production of 1943, and in which Mr. Lucas won his Academy Award.
This is the story of a German who, with his American-born wife and their three children, came to America, passed through on a brief visit after Munich and before Pearl Harbor. This man was admitted as a refugee under the name of Kurt Miller. In the gentle hills outside Washington, D.C., this hunted and weary family stood almost in tears in the heart of this sanctuary, the proud old home of the Farrellys.
I have always known, Sarah, that you must have grown up in a lovely house like this.
Thank you, Kurt. Children, sit down and be comfortable. My mother will be here directly to welcome us.
To sit on the couch? Is it allowed, Mother?
Yes, Babette. It is allowed.
But the door of the home was not locked. We just came in.
You find it curious to believe that there are people who live and do not need to watch. Eh, Joshua?
Yes, Father, it is strange. But it must be good, I think.
Yes.
Isn't it a lovely house? I'd almost forgotten. Look, the old portrait over the fireplace, just like it has always been. And this picture. My father and mother were visiting Spain. This is Alfonso and dated May 7th, 1910. There was a party at the palace and I had cakes and a glass of champagne. I was 10. Later that day, someone tried to shoot Alfonso. He was always getting shot at.
Certainement.
Speak English, please.
Since when do you think it is right to shoot upon people?
Do not give me lessons. It is not right to shoot upon people. I know that.
I was born here in this house, children, upstairs. My brother David and I used to have our own garden across the pond. I like a garden. I've always hoped we'd have a home someday and settle down. Oh, I'm talking foolish. Sentimental. At my age.
Sarah, stop this nonsense. This is a fine room, a fine place to be. Everything is so pleasant and full of comfort. This will be a good piano on which to play again. And it is all so clean, I like that. You must enjoy your house, Sarah. And you shall not be afraid that you will hurt me because I have not given you a house like this. Yes?
Oh, yes, of course. It's strange, that's all. We've never been together in a place like this.
But that does not mean and should not mean that we do not remember how to enjoy what comes our way. We are on a holiday.
Sarah, daughter.
Mama.
Sarah. Sarah, darling. You're here. You're really here. Welcome. Welcome to your house, Sarah. You are not young, Sarah.
No, Mama. I'm 38.
Yeah, 38, of course. You look more like your father now. That's good. The years have helped you. Welcome to this house, sir.
Thank you, madam.
You are a good-looking man for a German. I like a good-looking man. I always have.
And I like a good-looking woman. I always have.
Is that Grossmama?
Yes, I am your grandmother. Also, I speak German, so do not talk about me. Oh, it is good to have you home again. I'm chattering away.
Mama hasn't changed.
I have fine plans. I'm making the wing over for you. Walls taken out.
Oh, that's kind of you, Mama, but we won't make any plans for a while. A good long vacation for Kurt.
Vacation? Well, your brother David is seeing about schools for the children. And Cyrus Penfield is finding an engineering post for Kurt.
But I have not worked as an engineer since many years, madam.
You gave it up?
Well, one could say it that way.
What do you do?
Oh, it is so difficult to explain. You wish to know whether not being an engineer buys lunches for my family. It does not. I have no wish to make a mystery of what I have been doing, but it sounds so big, and it is so small. I am an anti-fascist. And to answer your question, that does not pay well.
But we're all anti-fascists.
Yes, Mama, but Kurt works at it.
What kind of work?
Any kind. Anywhere.
I will stop asking questions.
That would be sensible.
Sam!
David!
I heard. Don't be angry. We've been worried about you naturally. We knew so little except that you were having a hard time.
This is David, my brother. My husband.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
We'll drop this inquisition if you prefer.
It is not an inquisition. I will tell you.
Wait. David, you and Mama must know. I didn't have a hard time the way you mean. Not ever. For almost 12 years, we lived modestly and happily. As happily as people could live in a starved Germany that was going to pieces.
Sarah, please. You are angry. I do not like it that way. Let me try to find a way to tell it with quickness. Yes. I was born in a town called Fürth. And there is a holiday in my town. We call it Kirchweih. It was a gray, gay holiday with games and music and a hot white sausage to eat with the wine. Now, I grow up, I move away to school, to work, get married, but always I come back for Kirchweih. It is for me the greatest day in the year. But after the war, the First World War, that day begins to change. The sausage begins to be made of bad stuff. The country people come in without shoes. The children are too sick. It is bad for my people those years, but always I have hope. But in the festival of August 1931, more than a year before the Nazi storm, I am thought that hope by itself is not enough. On that day, I see 27 men murdered in a Nazi street fight. I cannot longer just only look on. My time has come to do more. So I say with Martin Luther, I must make my stand. I can do nothing else. God help me. Amen.
And Kurt is not very well. There aren't many parts of Europe anymore where he could rest. You've always said you wanted us. Kurt brought us home. If you don't want us, we will understand.
Of course we want you, darling. We want you very much. Forever or however long you want.
I am old and made of dry cork and bad-mannered. Forgive me.
Be still, Mama. We're all being foolish. And I want to be foolishly happy.
Oh, family reunion. Sorry to intrude.
This is the Count de Brankovis. He and his wife are staying with us for a while. This is my son-in-law, Kurt Muller.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Would it be impertinent for one European to make welcome another?
I do not think so. Thank you, sir.
Have we met before, Mr. Muller? Did you live in Paris? I was in the legation there, and I think
no,
perhaps...
No, we have not met before. If it is possible to believe, I am the exile who is not famous.
Oh, strange. You know, I have a feeling it's most interesting. I always have a good ear for the accents of your country, but yours is most difficult to place. Is it Asuth German?
Now,
or...
it is difficult to place my accent, Count de Brankovic, because I speak other languages.
Oh, come, come. Lunch will be ready before you children have had a nap. Count, my grandchildren are very charming. You will see them later.
Your grandchildren would have to be charming.
Of course.
I am expecting my wife, Martha, to join me. We'll wait down here until you call for lunch.
What are you doing?
Oh, Martha, my darling wife.
Is that their luggage you've been examining?
What has David told you about Herr Müller?
What has David told me? Nothing more than he's told you. What is there to tell?
I don't know, but I would like to.
What are you doing?
Wondering why luggage is unlocked and a shabby briefcase is so carefully locked.
You're very curious about Mr. Müller.
I'm curious about a daughter of the Farrellys who marries a German who has bullet scars on his face, broken bones in his hands.
Is he any business of yours?
Oh, anything might be my business now. We have exactly $18 to our name.
Yes. Unfortunately. Anything might be your business now.
You sound bitter about me, Martha. You're in love with David. Please, find out from him about Herr Müller.
You certainly do no such thing. Ask your friends at the embassy. They always know their nationals.
Yes, but I do not like to ask questions without knowing the value of the answers.
Let these people alone. They've certainly had a rough enough time. I won't let you interfere.
Yes.
Where are you going?
I'll see to it that you're alone with David.
Tech, where are you going?
Seems there's time for a nap before lunch. I'm very tired. And also my room is next to theirs.
Tech.
Yes, I'm very tired. I shall sleep a while and then I shall dress and go down to the German embassy.
No. No, I shall not let you.
Oh, don't be stupid. This is the afternoon we play poker there. Have you forgotten?
Plays very well. I like my son-in-law better each hour I know him.
So do I, Mama. Very accomplished.
Where? Oh, Kurt.
Sarah, sit down here with me. Have I lost my touch?
Never. You play as always, with distinction.
What is it? What is wrong?
The briefcase has been opened.
Oh.
There's no money missing, but the case has been examined. The gun was put back in a different place.
The Count.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
As I was saying, Nellie Sewell told me, Count, that you were playing a large gambling game today at the German embassy with young Phil von Ramme and with Sam Chandler.
Nazis and Sam Chandler must make an unpleasant game.
I do not gamble to be amused.
No? Well, then, we'll certainly stop. I owe you $8.50.
The young Baron von Ramme, Herr Müller, was your government military attaché in Spain, huh?
My government attaché? He was the German government attaché. He was not attached to the side on which I fought.
Oh, I thought you might have known him.
We do not know Nazis, Count Abrankovic.
I still have a feeling that I've seen you or heard about you, Herr Müller. You know, that feeling has been so insistent that I make guesses. But bad guesses. I thought you might be Max Freidank.
Freidank is a hero to my people. You do me too much honor.
Yes, I found that out. Here in this paper. Zurich, Switzerland. The Zurich papers reprinted today a dispatch from the Berliner Tageblatt on the capture of Colonel Max Freidank. Freidank is said to be the chief of the anti-Nazi underground movement. He was a distinguished physicist before the advent of Hitler. Oh, that's bad news for you, Mrs. Müller. I'm most sorry. He was a friend of yours?
He was a friend to all decent Germans. A friend to all decent people, Count Abrankovic.
Well, that's what often happens to heroes, unfortunately. Yeah, Martha must be ready by now. We'll be back early. I don't like long dinner parties. Your hands are shaking, Herr Müller.
My hands were broken. They are bad when I have fear.
Fear for Freidank, you mean?
I am a man who has many kinds of fears. I do not think you would understand that.
No. I don't think I've ever been very frightened.
That is bad. It is sometimes the road to trouble.
I dare say. Good night.
What was this all about, Sarah?
I don't know all of it yet. I do know that the Count broke open Kurt's briefcase. And he saw what we carry with us, and he knows about Freidank. Which probably means that he's guessing about Kurt.
What do you mean, what you carry with you and guessing about Kurt?
Kurt works in an illegal organization. He has for 7 years. We're carrying with us $23,000. It's been collected here and in Mexico from the pennies and nickels of poor people who don't like fascism and believe in the work we do. Was to be picked up and taken back by the first man going...
Wasn't it careless to have $23,000 lying around to be seen?
No, Mommy, it wasn't careless. We've carried money that way for years. There didn't seem any safer place than my house. It was careless of you and David to have a man like that in this house.
Yes, it was very careless.
But how could we know?
The world has changed, Mama, and some of the people in it are dangerous. It is time you knew about that.
I have been phoning. It is true about Freidank. But he's not dead. Hans and Ernst were taken with him. Max is not an easy man to kill. But most of his face and one arm... It is not nice when it comes. Well, Sarah?
Oh, no.
It must be, yes.
But Max knows you are not well enough. He sent you
here.
But
now I am more well than he is.
When?
I think tonight, Sarah, darling. But I do not know. It will depend on the Count of Brankovic.
What will depend on him? Did he steal the money?
No, of course not. He's not a man who steals. It will come another way.
But why are you afraid of him? You're in this country now. There's nothing he can do.
We will see. We will wait and we will see.
Well, Herr Blecher, how did you manage in the poker game this afternoon?
Count de Brankovic, in this room, in this embassy, I work.
That's very commendable. By the way, your people caught Max Freidank. Are there any others close to Freidank, perhaps, that you may want?
We want them all. Here are the lists. Show us where we can put our hands on them in the fatherland. Or in any of the countries where we have influence. And you could name your price. We might also manage a visa for you. I am sure you are homesick for shabby palaces and the gaudy cafes and the rest of the decaying things.
We do not like each other, Herr Blecher.
But that will not stand in the way of our doing business.
Joshua, are you awake?
Yes, Father.
Shh. Talk softly. Do not awaken the other children.
Yes, Father. Father, you must let me go along. I will help in small ways when you go back to Europe. I will learn. You will teach me. I am not a man yet, and it would not be of such importance if anything happened to me.
Now, I give you some rules, Joshua. Please remember them and never disobey them. Our forces are small. Therefore, we must risk no more men on any enterprise than are needed to carry it out. Always in our work, men will wish to go with you. Now, that is wrong. We are not here to show that we are brave. Soon you will be a man. Never have I doubted that for you. Also, this will be what a man should most do. Am I right?
Of course, Father.
You are young. You are smart. You are strong. You are a fine investment for our work. When the time comes... In the meantime, I give you orders. You think. You train yourself in mind and body. Your day is not so distant. If it should come and I have not yet returned... Well, it is not wise, perhaps, to speak so far in the future, but the world goes bad, and who knows how long that will last. Therefore, with delicacy and care, I wish you would also prepare Bodo when his time, too, shall come. God help us. Go to sleep now.
Yes, Father.
Good evening, everyone. Ah, Herr Muller, you're still up. I've been to the German embassy.
It is where I thought you would go.
I got from the embassy a list and a description without saying why I wanted them, of course. But if I have to, I will go back to them.
Proceed, Count de Brankovic.
Well, some of these papers have to do with a man we shall call Gutter, because that is the name he is most frequently used. Age 40 to 45, 170 pounds. Married to a foreign woman, either English or American. 3 children. Thought to have left Germany in 1933 and to have joined the notorious Max Freidank. Known by the names of Gutter, Thomas Bodmer, Karl Francis. So I think you are Gutter, Karl Francis.
Do not describe me to myself, please.
And I think that because Freidank has been taken, You will soon be traveling home.
I am going home. I am starting tonight.
So? You tell me free of charge, eh? Well, I'll tell you free of charge. I do not believe they've forced any information from Freidunk and the others.
Thank you. But I am sure they could not. I know all three most well.
They will be able to stand up under whatever will be given them.
Yes, there's a deep sickness in the German character. A love of death, a love of pain.
Oh, spare us your moral judgments.
Yes, they are sickening coming from you. Get on with your dirty business.
Madam Fanny, this is very ugly. I do not do it without some shame. Therefore, I must sink my shame in large money. You have $23,000 upstairs, $23,000.
Yes, you are an expert with Lux.
For $10,000, you can go back to wherever you go. Nobody will know that you go, and I will give you my good wishes.
No, that money is going home with me. It was not given to me to save my life, and I shall not so use it. It is to save the lives and further the work of more than I.
Then I don't think you will get back. No, you're a brave one, Herr Müller, but you will not get back.
I will send you a postal card and tell you all about my bravery.
Is it true that if the swine talks, you and the others will...
will be caught and killed. If they are lucky enough to get killed quickly.
David, I have 1,500 or 1,600 in the bedroom safe.
That will do very well, madam. And the rest you can give me in a check.
All right. We'll get this over without any more fancy talk. I can't take much more of him at any cost.
Come on, David. We'll get the money and give it to him with a pair of fire tongs.
The new world has left the room. I feel less discomfort with you. We are Europeans, born to trouble and understanding it.
You mean my husband and I do not have angry words for you? It goes deeper than that with us. We know how many there are of you. They don't. Yet. My mother and brother feel shocked that you are in their house. But we have seen you in so many houses.
Your husband, Mrs. Müller? Doesn't he understand me?
Yes, I understand you. Do you think I would allow this fantasy with this money? Unlike you, I do not take chances. I'm not a gambler. Get up, please.
You wouldn't. Put down that gun.
Sarah, mark the tür off. I wish nobody to come. Go ahead, Count Brankovic. We shall go outside.
Hello, what time is your next plane? To the south, please. To El Paso or Brownsville.
Müller. Müller, wait. I know when I'm a loser. I give you my word.
You are
wait.
A fool. You play with men's lives in order to have money to live in worthlessness. You and all your shabby kind. When you kill in a war, it's not so lonely. Tonight, before you come home, I pray for you. I pray that I will not have to touch you. I do not like to kill this way. But I have done it before and I will do it again. Whenever it must be done.
Listen to me.
I have seen many men die. I give you advice. It is easier without words. They will not do you any good now. You will be better without them.
Wait. I got the bargain. I've got...
I've told him. I've made you a reservation on a midnight plane to Brownsville.
Liebe Sarah. It is hard for you, eh, madam?
Hard? I don't know. I don't...
Before I come in, I stand and think. I say I will try to make Fanny and David understand. But in the end, what is there to say? I have stopped a man's life. Shall I not pretend it is not I who acts thus? No. I have done it before and I will do it again. And I will always keep my hope that we may make a world in which all men can die in bed. I have a great hate for the violent. They are the sick of the world. Maybe I am sick now, too.
You are not sick. Stop it, Kurt. It's late. You must go soon.
I'm going to take your car. Now, give me 2 days. There are 2 ways to do this. One, I will take the Count with me in my car. 2 days after, you may notify the police. And the other way, you can call the police now. I will still leave, but I will not get home.
Papa wrote it years ago. Papa said the only men on earth worth their time on earth are the men who will fight for other men. Papa said, we have struggled through from darkness But man moves forward with each day and each hour to a better, freer life. That desire to go forward, that willingness to fight, it cannot be put in a man. But when it is there, oh, please let him go back.
Of course, darling. He'll go back. We'll take care of things. Good luck, Hood.
Men who wish to live have the best chance to live. I wish to live, Sarah. I wish to live with you.
For 17 years, it is as much for me today. I have loved just once and for all of my life. Come back for me, darling, if you can.
I will try. Goodbye to you all.
The Academy Award Theater, on Tuned to Yesterday from August 7, 1946 on CBS, known as one of the most expensive programs from radio's yesteryear, paying their stars tens of thousands of dollars to appear in each episode as they reprised their roles from the motion picture that was featured. It was because of this that the show folded after only 39 broadcasts. It's an hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now, Humphrey Bogart, star of stage and screen, was resistant to radio in many ways, not the least of which was because he could not make the live appointments from week to week as he was working on his films. He did have success on the pre-recorded Bold Venture series in the early 1950s, but before that, he tried his hand at transcription with Humphrey Bogart Presents. We'll hear that right now, an audition recording from September 17, 1949, with the play Dead Man.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Humphrey Bogart. Tonight's author, James M. Cain. Tonight's story, Dead Man.
From Hollywood, a new dynamic series based on the work of the great names of the modern short story, presented by the actor-producer, Humphrey Bogart.
Hey, what are we slowing down for?
Why does a freight train always slow down 10 miles from nowhere in the middle of the night? Railroad bull coming down the line to boot us off.
So let's get off. We're going slow enough to jump.
Yeah, but too fast to get back on. Hey, he's flashing his light now.
All right, boys. Pile off. Hit the cinders.
Let's go.
Okay. Hey, what happened to that kid that was on here? I didn't see him jump.
He climbed down in the coal chute.
Hey, kid. The bull's coming. You can't hide from this guy.
Don't see me in the chute.
Okay.
I'm giving you guys a break. Are you going to jump?
Come on, Mick.
Right. Fall easy and roll when you hit.
Try to be a nice guy and they walk all over you.
Anybody down that coal chute?
All right, wise guy. Climb out of that chute.
Turn off that flashlight.
I'll turn it off, you little punk. Come out.
Let go of me, you big ape.
Hide out on me, will you? I try to give you a break and you hide out.
Oh, Mike. Look out. Look out. The bottom of the chute is open.
You'll go with me. All right, kid. Where are you? You're not getting away from me.
Let me go. Why don't you let me go?
You had your chance. Larry Knott ain't losing his job for a punk like you. You'll do a bit and a crank for this.
You gotta get me there first. Now, big guy, this might even things up.
Kid, put down that spike.
I'll put it down.
I was picking on people. I wasn't going to steal your lousy railroad. Now, maybe you let me go.
Hey, mister.
Mister! Wake up! He's dead!
Got to get back to Los Angeles before morning. See how far on this road tonight. 17 miles.
Better keep running, kid.
Got a long way to go.
Where are you? Who is it?
It's me, kid. You know where I am. You left me there.
Look, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
No, but you did it. Now you gotta run. You gotta run for the rest of your life.
Just L.A., that's all. I'll be safe here. You understand? I'll be safe.
You can't beat this, kid.
I can. I ate 2 meals yesterday in the soup kitchen. If I get back in time for breakfast, they'll remember me. Nobody will ever know I left the town. Nobody.
Nobody. You'll know it, kid. And I'll know it. We'll always know it. You better run, kid.
You can't hurt me. You're a dead man. You're dead. You're dead.
Ain't there any bread to put in this slop?
Oh, be glad you're living. Move on.
I don't know why they're always picking. That smells good to me.
Who would you? You must love this grub.
Thought you'd be off duty today.
Me? Why would I be off?
You mean you don't even get Sundays off in this joint?
Sunday, wake up. This is Saturday.
Hey, that's right. It is Saturday. They're hanging signs and big banners all along the main drag for the parade.
What kind of parade?
For the Shriners.
Well, you get to see that for free. That ought to be your speed.
Yeah, that's me. My name is Lucky.
My name is Shorty, but I'm over 6 feet.
Nothing like that with me. I really got luck.
Yeah? Like what?
Like, for instance, getting a hunk of meat in a soup.
Ain't no meat in there.
But there's gonna be some, ain't there?
Never played over quick. Okay, nobody see you.
Thanks, Shorty.
Okay, Lucky. Don't let them guys see the meat. Back of the hall ain't lighted. Grab a table back there.
Sure, sure. I'll eat, I'll eat.
You'd better. You'll need strength. Gotta have strength to keep moving.
I made it here. I'm all right.
Sure. You made Shorty remember you. The day will stick in his mind because of the parade. That's smart, but it isn't enough.
Why ain't it enough?
You didn't kill another hobo, kid. You killed a cop. Only a railroad bull, but still a cop. They never close the books when a cop gets killed, Lucky. They work all day and all night. Ask questions.
I got answers.
You better have them. You better have them fast. You'll have to think on your feet, kid. You're tired.
I gotta get some sleep.
Where, though? Where?
Sign pointing up the street said Lincoln Park. It's only 6 a.m. I can sleep there.
And get picked up for vagrancy? That's bad. They'll bring you in for that and then start on something else.
I can hide. Must be a stable or something in a park. I gotta sleep.
Watch it. You're walking too fast.
Let me go. Let me sleep. Go away. Let me sleep.
Time to get up, son. There's a man here to see you.
Mom, I didn't do anything honest. It was a mistake.
You shouldn't have left home, son. I begged you not to go. Now the man is here.
Tell him to go away.
I'm sleeping too, Lucky.
Go away. Leave me alone.
No. I want you to get ready for what's coming. Where did you spend last night, kid?
In a flop house.
Yeah, which one?
I didn't pay no attention to the name. It was just a flop house.
Where was this flop house at, Lucky?
How should I remember? I never been in L.A. before. I don't know the names of no streets.
What did the place look like?
Looked like a flop house.
You think they'll buy that? What did the place look like, Lucky? What did it look like?
Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let me go!
What's going on here?
Help! Take him, let me go!
Be quiet, he won't hurt you. All right, Goliath, put him down. Down!
Thanks.
How'd you get in here?
The side door was open. I thought this was the park stable.
The elephant house at the zoo. What are you doing here?
I just wanted to sleep, that's all.
You're lucky you weren't stepped on in that hay. One of them might have rolled right over on you during the night.
During the night? Yeah, I was here all night. They might have killed me.
I got a good mind to call the cops and turn you in.
No, please don't do that. I'm broke. I couldn't go anyplace else. Give me a break. If I find a job, I'll be okay.
All right. Now get out of here and stay out.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a job. I'll be all right.
So you're going to get a job, eh? Why didn't you do that yesterday instead of hopping that freight?
They won't know about the freight if I get a job.
If a guy killed somebody, the cops wouldn't expect to find him looking for a job.
2 hours sleep in there. That wasn't much.
It was enough. I'm young. I'm strong.
You're running again, kid. You're running again.
Oh, just a minute, lady. Let me check the air in this rear tire. It looks low. Ah, she's all right now. Thanks. Hurry back.
Hello?
Hello. What can I do for you?
Oh, what's chances I'd get my job around here?
I'm not hiring.
I'll be back when I get better clothes. What's your name?
There, right over the station. Hook. Oscar Hook.
Thanks, Mr. Hook. Just got an idea. I can talk myself into a job.
Well, don't waste your time. Here, take the 2 bits.
All right, thanks. I'll work it out for you when I come back.
I wondered when you were going to think about that, Lucky.
Think about what?
The clothes.
So they're dirty, so what?
Not all clothes get dirty that way. Where'd that coal dust come from?
From the freight. What does that prove?
Well, don't you know there isn't much coal brought into Southern California? That car may be the only one in 6 months. And I was killed on it, Lucky. Better think of something else, kid. You better think of something else.
I'll get rid of these clothes, Arthur. I'll get others.
That won't be easy. Lots of people have seen you in those clothes. I told you how cops work. Coal dust on your clothes, and there was coal dust on mine. I got it all over me, too. You got no money to buy new dust.
I'll get them. I'll go down to the cheap store. Somebody will trust me.
Maybe. But the cops will be looking for somebody with coal dust on his clothes. They'll check the stores. You'll be easy to remember, Lucky. You'll be very easy to remember.
Well, I'll take the small store. They can't check them all. They can't check them all.
Yes, senor? What can I do for you?
Mister, will you trust me for a pair of white pants and a shirt?
No, no trust. You want credit, you go to a bank.
You go out and work, and you get money to buy things.
Look, lady, I want to work. And I can get a job if I have that outfit. I can start to work Monday morning. All I need is white pants and a shirt.
I have to pay cash myself. No trust.
Don't you understand? This means a job for me. I'll pay you next Saturday as soon as I get paid on it.
Look, I would like to help you, but I can't do it.
Okay, it's your store. Been out of work a long time.
What kind of job you gonna get? Why you need white shirt and pants?
Maybe he's gonna drive an ice cream truck.
No, it's a gas station. They got a rule. You gotta have white clothes before you can work there.
They all wear white clothes.
White clothes to put the grease in the trucks. One day you're going to look worse than you do now.
What else would I want an outfit like that for? Holy smokes, my own things are better for the road, ain't they? I don't look like I own a yacht, do I?
Tell me, where's this gas station you're going to work?
Hollywood. A guy named Oscar Hook owns the place. It's an Acme station. You don't believe me? Call him up and ask him.
Hollywood's the other side of town. How'd you get over here?
I walked.
All the way over from there to get stuff for the job? A long walk. Why'd you pick my store?
I asked half a dozen places. Somebody's got to have a heart.
When a young man doesn't go to school or to work, he's getting into trouble. What size you wear?
15 shirt, 28 waist on the pants.
All right. Go into the back room, take off your clothes, and bring this stuff.
Thanks.
You'll need shoes, too. These are worn out. Here.
See. Maybe he's hungry.
Put a dollar in the pants.
Well, why not $50? Make him a full partner in this store.
Go.
Here's your things. You want to wrap up the old one?
No, throw them away.
You got pretty dirty. You're covered with black?
Yeah, I did some work yesterday. I cleaned out a big fireplace in a restaurant for something to eat.
You all ready now?
Yeah, this is swell.
I picked up a bill for you. There you are. $9.84.
That's it, and $1 service charge.
Service charge? What kind of... All right, okay.
Never mind the service charge.
Sure. Forget the service charge. Lucky day, huh?
Yeah, my lucky day.
Here, mamacita. You burn the old clothes with the papers, huh?
Sure. Goodbye, boy.
Goodbye, and thanks.
Adios.
Made it, didn't you, Lucky? That was neat.
I'm all right now. I'm clear.
Yeah? Yeah, but what about the old clothes?
I left them. I'm rid of them.
Sure, but somebody else has them now. That's the evidence kid. He noticed the dirt.
They're going to burn them.
That's what they said. You won't see them do it, though. How are you going to know?
I'll go back. I'll go back and get them.
No, you can't. That'd look funny. You said you didn't want them.
I changed my mind. I'll burn them myself.
Where? Got a private apartment? Someplace where you can turn a key? What kind of funny building a fire in an empty lot to burn clothes? Besides, they might think you was faking about the job.
They'll burn them. They said so.
Sure. They'll burn them. Walk a little faster, kid.
Well, you're persistent, kid. I'll say that for you.
I went through a lot of trouble to get these clothes. There must be some way you can use me.
Kid, look at the dough in this cash box. $11, and that's for two families to feed. The night shift won't bring that. It won't slice any thinner.
Well, I guess you're right.
Hey, why don't you hit north? This town's dead right now. You could earn a living picking fruit up there.
Yeah, it'd be great in the road in this white outfit.
I can get you a ride in a line haul truck. Guy I know drives that route tonight. He'll leave about 7 o'clock. They like company to keep him awake. But that means you have to stay awake, too. You look tired.
Maybe you got a place I could lay down if you went.
Not here. You got any dough?
$1.
There's a cheap hotel a few blocks up. Sack in there and sleep till just before 7.
Okay, I'll see you later.
No job after all, huh, Lucky? Now you gotta run for it. Get out of town.
They can't tag me. I got a head start now.
Don't see how you figure that. There's cops up north, too. Already there, waiting. Guys on the road get picked up all the time.
I look all right. They'll pass me.
Sure. You traded black clothes for white ones. Cops will know about that when you don't show up to give the storekeeper his dough.
If I stay here, they'll pick me up easier. I gotta go. I gotta take the chance.
Sure. That's the only chance you got. Run. Get some sleep. Then run.
What do you have, bud?
I want a room. You can call me at 6:30 tonight.
That's $1 sign this time. What's the matter, bud? Did you forget your name?
No. No, I just haven't written in a long time. I haven't even heard anybody say it, except for my nickname.
Can't take nicknames. Sometimes the cops come by, they want to see the list.
Cops? What for?
Who knows? You gotta look like you're doing some kind of work, don't they? No matter, cops worry you?
No, no. Why should they?
Well, it's something you know better than me. Yeah, if you change from the buck in your key.
Okay, what's my name? Ben Fuller. Where's the room?
Straight down the hall, room 13. Ain't superstitious, eh?
No.
I'm going down to the church to help decorate for tomorrow. You want to come?
No!
You used to go always.
I'm not going anymore. I'm sick of this place. I'm sick and tired.
You shouldn't feel like that. You have a nice home and a nice job.
Yeah, working in a hardware store in a hick town. I want to go places and see things. I want to be somebody.
You are somebody, Dan. You've got friendship and respect. You won't always work for somebody else. You'll build something of your own someday.
You bet I will. But it won't be here. Someday I'll go away. Someday I'll live in a big city where things happen. And I'll have everything I want.
I want you to have everything, son. I want to help you. Won't you come with me?
No, I told you, no!
All right.
Hello, Lucky.
No. Oh, no, wait, Mom. Wait, I'll come with you.
Too late, Lucky. You can't go now.
I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't.
You never wanted to hurt anybody, but you did. Even your mother.
That's a lie.
Is it, Lucky? Maybe she deserved it, expecting a smart kid like you to rot away in a dead little town.
It wasn't dead. It was a good town. We had a basketball team and a band that played in the park in the summer and a lake where we could swim.
Yeah, but that was for kids, not for a man. Your father wasted his life there, too, didn't he?
No, he didn't. He was the best barber in town. Everybody loved him. Everybody.
That wasn't good enough for you, though. What did you want, Lucky?
I don't know. What's that noise?
It's pretty plain. Listen to it.
What are they doing? What are they building?
A gallows, Lucky. That's where they're going to hang you.
You're not going to see it. I'll kill you, not I'll kill you.
You already did. You can't do it again. You can't get rid of me.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
Wake up.
Oh, just a minute.
I'd hate to have you for a customer at night, Wood. What are you doing, throwing a fit?
I was dreaming, that's all.
Dreams like that you can have. Come on, it's 6:30. Ain't you got to catch a truck or something?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. I'll check out right away. I'm getting a ride north.
Book says you're going north to pick fruit. Is that right?
Only till I get enough dough to buy a new suit and a train ticket home. I want to go right back.
Sure. Can't go back on the bum.
I never should have left.
Yeah, most guys I carry feel that way. But they never know till they try. Some of them start back too late.
What do you mean?
Health is gone or they're getting a one-way jam. Hey, I got to make a stop here for a few minutes, you mind?
We ain't even out of town.
I know, but I got to stop here.
Hey, what are you stopping here for in the police station? What's the idea?
Cops after you for something?
No, of course not.
What are you so jumpy for?
Well, they picked you up for vagrancy, hitchhiking or something.
Yeah, relax. They don't bother anybody. They're glad to see you go.
Well, it just seemed a funny place to stop, that's all.
Well, the police station ain't the only place on the block. I'm just going in that cafe across the street for a cup of java. This is a long haul, and I'm broke, and I got a tab in there. I'd buy you a cup of coffee, only, well, it's... When it's on credit, it's kind of rubbing it in to bring a guest.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Hey, there's a mission house just the other side of the police station. You can get coffee in there for nothing.
No, I'll wait.
I don't blame you. They play music in the place and it's murder. Oh, there's an evening paper on the shelf behind the seat if you want to look at it while I'm gone. You can turn on the cab light.
Paper? Yeah, that's good. Thanks. I'm just looking at the paper, that's all.
I'm not a very important guy. Maybe it wouldn't be on the front page. Ah, there it is, Lucky. Page 3. L.R. Knott, railroad man, killed. Read it, kid.
The decapitated body of L.R. Knott, railroad detective assigned to a northbound freight, was found early this morning on a track about 15 miles north of Los Angeles. It is believed he lost his balance while passing another train and fell beneath the wheels. You don't know. You don't know.
No, kid. Only you and I know.
You can't know. You can't know anything. You're a dead man. You got no head in your body. You can't talk. You're my imagination, that's all.
You mean conscience, don't you?
Get away. You can't come back now. You're dead. You don't know anything. I'm free. I'm free. You don't know anything.
All right, Lucky. I don't know. You've beaten the law, Lucky. They can't catch you. Nobody knows now. Nobody but you. You win, don't you, kid? I'm a dead man. You win, don't you, kid? I'm a dead man. You win, don't you, kid? I'm a dead man.
Well, we can hit the road now. We ought to... Hey, what's the matter? You sick or something?
No, I'm all right.
Well, if you are, you can climb up on the shelf and lay down.
I changed my mind. I'm not going with you. Thanks, anyhow.
Suit yourself, kid.
So long, mister. So long, mister.
Precinct House, Sergeant Jameson. Yeah, okay, Joe. Make out a report on it. Now, what can I do for you, boy?
I want to give myself up.
What'd you do, kid? Steal something? Or are you trying to get a free ride home?
No. I killed a man.
When did it happen?
Last night.
Where?
On the railroad tracks going north. It was like this.
Wait a minute, kid. Wait till I get a card. Okay, what's your name?
Fuller. Ben Fuller.
No middle name?
They call me Lucky.
Lucky, huh? Like in good luck?
Yes.
Be with us again next week at the same time when Humphrey Bogart will return to present another great short story.
Humphrey Bogart presents on Tuned to Yesterday, an audition broadcast for a series that never did come to pass that was released for consideration on September 17, 1949. And that brings to a close this hour of drama on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's golden age. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. It's been a pleasure.